There's a dick in my ass. It's been a while. I was hospitalized because I had AIDS. So, but we're back. I'm here with this fucking queer in front of me. It's me. I'm gay. I'm coming out of the closet officially. If men want to fucking raw dog my ass, hit me up. What are you up to, man? It's a lovely Christmas Eve.
Yes, it is.
It's raining cocaine.
Yeah, I wish that was, because I'd be outside right now. I don't care how cold it is.
Dude, if you're high enough, you can't feel anything.
This is true. This is true.
So, we're probably going to be off to a slow start. I just woke up from a nap.
Yeah, and we're not fucked up yet.
I made a mistake, and as most people know, I'm not allowed to have gluten. I drank a beer last night. I woke up at like 3 a.m. to pee, and then pee turned into just a catastrophe coming out of my asshole. But I'm alive, and what's up?
And you're not Jewish.
I'm not Jewish. Oh, that made me think. Santa, he is real, but he's also Israel. I've recently discovered that Santa is a Mossad agent who keeps tabs on all of the children that Epstein can capture and rape. You know, it's all a plot from those long-nosed tribe men over on the Middle East.
You know, I am actually...
I should just smoke in here.
That's a struggle for me. Only because you almost have me turned. Although Santa isn't real.
Yes, he is.
No, I've seen him.
He was raw-dogging my mom when I was like 6 years old. I went down there to try and catch him, and all I caught was some childhood trauma of my mom getting just fucking deep-dicked by a fat, bald, hairy man. Is Santa bald?
No, Santa's got long hair.
No, I guess it's like stringy. Big beard, wide nose. Yeah. You know, some could say. You know who else has wide noses?
Who?
Big dicks.
Okay.
Santa's a boop.
Santa's a beep.
Santa's a long nose. Wide nose, long dick. Didn't Kendrick Lamar do a song? Yeah. Blacker the berry, the whiter the Jew.
What? Blacker the berry, yeah, the whiter the Jew?
Blacker the berry, one of the things is blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. But I'm thinking the blacker the berry, the
like whiter black the juice. Blackberry phone?
Yeah. No, like Jesus. A blackberry, because you know blackberries are juicier when they're blacker.
Yeah.
So blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. But blacker the berry, Santa's a Jew.
Santa might be. Is no, he? Santa. No.
Santa, because you don't see them fucking kites.
You know what? Well, yeah, they don't because...
They do Hanukkah.
Yeah, they do Hanukkah.
Hanukkah.
You gotta get that phlegm in there.
Oh, Hanukkah. It's like backwards Hanukkah, and Hitler doesn't have enough gas to keep the chambers going, but there's only enough gas for one day, but it lasted 14.
Oh my God.
What?
According to NPR, Santa is Jewish.
What?
Yep.
St. Nicholas?
December 7th, 2018, Rick Rosenthal
has... Rosenthal, yeah.
It has announced that he's Jewish.
Who the fuck is that guy to say? Okay, Santa's... Time to cancel Santa.
Yep, Santa's canceled.
As a hecking white socialist woman.
Well, I want to know, why does Santa give good gifts to rich children and no gifts to poor children?
Because of toilet paper.
Because of red zones.
The CIA went along and decided, who are we going to sell crack to?
The blacks.
Yeah, so they red zoned them, and Santa, he don't like that neighborhood. They shoot him.
Santa must not have liked me then when I was younger, because...
Are you black?
Apparently I must be.
Damn.
You know what? Santa's colorblind.
Oh, look at these
dogs. If he is real.
Did I tell you? I hate it when people say Israel.
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 Is real.
Dude, I'm rewatching American Dad right now.
Oh, God.
And the fucking episode where they do the telethon and the terrorist makes Stan dress up as a half Israeli woman and a half American Uncle Sam.
Yeah, and they're making out.
And he's like, I fucking lost it.
Yeah, it's one of the best episodes, one of.
That show's so much better than fucking Family Guy. Oh, PETA! You know what I just fucking connected and I feel retarded? Cleveland Brown. He's a black man named after a football team.
Yeah, a shitty football team.
No, they're killing it this year, man.
This year, maybe last year, but all of history, they've been bad.
It's Brown. They've taken us to Brown Town.
Brown Town. Yeah, baby, I gotta take the Browns to the Super Bowl.
Downtown AKA, Brown.
I gotta take a shit.
I really want to just fucking violate my lease and just smoke in here. Yeah, I don't think my roommate would be happy with me.
No, I don't think so either. But we can hold him down and beat him to death.
Yeah, have sex with his butt.
No, because I was going to put my fist in there.
Fist his
ass. I wanted to make him a Kermit Frog on my arm.
Kermit Frog here.
Hey, I'm Patrick Mahomes.
I can't. So, I thought of a great song yesterday. Ooh. No, it was a couple of days. It was almost a week ago, I think. It was a Blink 182 remix.
I miss you.
No. Don't waste your time on me. I'm already the dick inside my ass.
You're already the dick inside my ass?
Yeah, instead of the voice inside my head. But you're a large black man penetrating me because I got arrested for child pornography.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I got raped for, like, no reason.
I want to know if that happens in prison, if pedophiles get raped by big dicks.
They get the shit raped out of them. Have you seen aftermath pictures of, like, people that got caught raping kids in prison?
No, I would like to.
They're, like, their underwear are all brown and red and poopy and bloody and just they're yeah. beaten. And
good.
Yeah, it makes me scared as a...
Shut the fuck up.
A minority attracted person.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. But you're not.
No.
You have a special someone that is not a minority.
No, they're finally white.
She's very white.
Yeah. I'm doing this one for you, Hitler.
No yeah, she's an Aryan, isn't she?
Blonde hair, blue eyed.
Yeah, just like my children.
Yeah.
Now that I have two... Aryan. Well, I have one Aryan. The other one's a ginger. God damn it. Now that means I need to go take my seed to all the other races and spread my genes.
Genghis Khan was badass, dude. He just bred his enemies out of existence.
That sounds awesome. Let's just fuck everything.
I don't know. Like, just all the like pus and shit that must be coming out of his dick. From all the STDs and shit.
I'd imagine.
I'm not a fan of that. Although...
Imagine living with an STD forever. Because you don't have antibiotics or anything like that yet.
Like
your vagina's just like fucking oozing. Yeah.
God, fucking must have been so gross back then.
Like, yeah.
Sheep ball condoms and or intestines or whatever.
Why would you use condoms? Fuck that.
No, they had condoms. Nothing go. Even back in the Middle Ages, but...
Yeah, they did. It was, as you said, the sheep intestines.
Same shit as, like, sausages. I love breakfast sausage.
I do, too. Or
bratwurst. I am not a fan of kielbasa, though.
Really?
Yeah, I guess it's got a weird aftertaste, and it, like, fucks up my stomach. I don't know. Kielbasa. Kielbasa!
My man! So, I just want to make it official for all of our fans that I am moving to Russia. I'm abandoning my life and I'm moving to Russia. Or, which this is the toss-up, either I'm moving to Russia or I'm going to go join the Kurds and kill me some Syrians.
I want to join the YPJ.
You know, that doesn't sound too bad.
No, I'm going to be a tranny. I'm going to get big boobs and cut my dick off and spray tan myself so I look like a Muslim and join the YPJ and fight Assad.
With a beard.
Yeah. Listen, Muslim women.
You know, honestly,
hairy.
If you caught yourself If you got yourself a really nice dark tan, you could totally pull off being...
Dude, I get super tan in the summer. Like, when I was working some construction, I looked like a bean person.
A bean person? What is that?
Oh, you know, a person.
Are you referring to a Hispanic person?
No.
You fucking racist.
Dude,
piece
I have
of
never
shit.
Said racist. Is
brown pride.
Brown pride.
I am 1/8 Hispanic, goddammit.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I'm calling Trump.
Please don't. I'm also white. I'm also super white. I am Irish and Swedish and Polish.
Nope. Bye!
Bye.
Bye. My boss keeps getting mad at me.
Why is that?
Because whenever he comes and fucks with my stuff, I just like, he's doing some hoe shit. I'm always like, Andrea, fuck my pussy. He's like, people don't do that. I'm like, I don't care. I want you to fuck my pussy.
Oh, God. We have a Desert Storm veteran sitting outside your house with his flashes on. Maybe he's going to shoot us, hopefully.
What is he doing?
He's having a PTSD moment. He's going to roll down the window. Oh god, he's getting out. Oh god, he's got a rifle.
Oh god.
Oh no,
oh,
he
god,
doesn't.
He's brown!
Hey buddy, please don't have a PTSD moment and shoot us up.
Who the fuck just came out of my house? Oh, that's my neighbor.
Oh.
Oh, you're getting a new bed. Earl, you getting a new bed. Have you ever seen him? One of his eyes when you're talking to him just starts floating off.
Hell yeah.
What is he doing?
I work with a crazy-eyed guy. It's fun, because one eye is... It's like basically a 45-degree angle is the way his eyes work, so he's like never looking at you.
His starts straight, and the one, I think it's the left one, just starts floating off to the side.
He's like,
yeah, it's like...
You know what that is, right? It's not a lazy eye, it's a glass eye.
No!
Glass eyes float if they're not
balanced.
No, I
got my buddy Lumpy. Living like Lumpy.
Lumpy.
Well, his name's Larry, but my mom found me, him, and Rex sitting in an alley one time smoking. After she dropped me off, she went around the block and came back in the alley, and she's like, "Who are you?" And blew this big cloud of vape. He's like, "Larry." He's like, "Can I call you Lumpy?" And then just drove off, because my uncle Larry goes by Lumpy, so my mom has.
So your mom dropped you off at school?
No, it was at Rex's house.
Oh.
But
what does your mom feel? How does your mom feel about Rex, the third?
He got him a Meijer gift card, so he stopped stealing sushi from Meijer.
Oh my god. Your mom's something else,
my
man.
My mom keeps trying to fight people on the internet.
Yes.
When she's fucking all drunk. That one post I made about, like, Wendy's and Flurry's or some shit. My friend Haley was like, "No, you did this all wrong. You're fucking stupid." And my mom was like, "I'm gonna fight you." Dude, mom, stop.
Mom, it's okay. It's just Facebook.
Fight random people on the internet.
I miss the days when your mom would threaten me. Those were the good days.
She still does, doesn't she?
No.
No.
Me and your mom are on good terms.
Yeah, you guys talked for 5 seconds and immediately told
me. That was
me
all
I'm
her.
Wasted.
Your mom knows how to manipulate me. She sounds, her voice is very soft. She's very nice.
Oh, she can get rowdy.
Oh, I can imagine.
I got mad respect for my mom, though. She used to be a cokehead. She used to flash her titties to get into bars. Respect.
I don't need to know that about
Shouts
her.
Shouts out, Mom. I love you.
We love you, Mary. Send me a picture of your titties.
No.
God. Why? You want to fuck my grandma?
Listen, man. Can I call you Sonny?
You can call me grandson if you want.
Hey there, sport.
I think that would be awesome.
Hey, champ.
Grandma, I want you to get married to my buddy Sam. So I can call him Grandpa.
Gramps.
So I can call him Grandpa, and then you can have yourself a husband that can last longer than, 5 seconds. That's all your fault because you started talking about that in front of me, Grandma. That's your fault that I know this.
What? She doesn't get the pipe, bro?
No.
All her lovers keep busting too quick?
Yeah.
I'll hook you up. Send me your digits.
All right. Sorry, Grandma.
I'll lay that.
And Mom.
Pipe.
And Dennis. Dude, my stepdad got in a fucking car accident, like, last week.
Yeah.
Was it just a few days ago? Anyway, posted shit on Facebook. I didn't get a call, a text, nothing, so I found out through Facebook, and the fucking, it was his work van. Completely fucked up. I mean, totaled out.
Was he drunk?
No, he wasn't. I thought it was like, I'm like, oh shit, do I have to attend another fucking funeral? He smoked a big ass fucking deer jumping over the, like a barrier. Yeah, yeah, the deer was airborne when he hit it, so it was all just fucking windshield.
Yeah.
It dropped down on the hood because he slammed the brakes. Mm-hmm. And then he punched it. The deer flopped back over. Airbags fucked him up. He had passengers because he does medical transportation.
Yeah.
Passengers in the back seat. They had to witness that, all that as well.
Dude, you know what's fucked up? I read that a huge thing in China is if you get hit by a car, they'll just back up over you to kill you.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
Because I don't know why, but it's just easier insurance-wise or something over there.
What?
To kill somebody? It was like they have a huge problem with people just hitting you, and they say that you're hurt, so they just back it up. I don't know if it's for insurance or what, but some technical Chinese gook bullshit.
Damn, fucking goose. Dude, you died in the trenches in World War I.
Yeah.
I died in Vietnam.
Vietnam?
Yeah, I think that's why the scar right here on my stomach is.
Or it's from a man's
penis. I got bayoneted by some fucking zipper head. That's exactly what.
And then the episode got taken off for some reason.
I mean, we were talking.
Yeah.
We just didn't drop the N-bomb yet.
That's the one they don't like, and denying the Holocaust.
Well, for some reason, that episode stayed up after some very minor editing. I didn't even blur anything out. I just cut a word in half.
Man, we were... Our debut, we got way too drunk.
Yeah, but that was fun. It's our second most viewed or listened to episode because we were full retards.
I want to eat this cheeseburger off this bitch's titties.
I would.
Off her big... Like, are those her titties
dude,
there?
Those are the bottom of her titties, bro.
Is she holding them up?
Yeah.
I call bullshit.
Have you ever had sex with a woman with huge tits?
I don't have sex.
Okay.
I'm saving myself for divorce.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, what happens when you get divorced then? You can have sex?
I go fucking wild. I'm laying pipe. I go to Thailand and just bang all the little lady boys I see.
That
red light district.
Hold up.
Green light on the red light.
Wait, pause a second.
Pause.
My coworker, the guy training me, his name is Jay.
Mm-hmm.
He said he's not going to be with the company long because he's going to be moving to Taiwan.
No, he's going on a sex tour.
That's exactly what I'm thinking because. That doesn't make sense, because he was giving me shit for liking big girls and black women and Hispanic women.
I don't know about that one, man.
Yeah. I was like, I'm a womanizer. I'll, if I had the opportunity
I'll
and
give
I
you
was
some gash.
Some gash, yes.
Yeah.
This doesn't mean I'm gonna have an affair on my wife or anything like that. So
yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. I will not do that. It's
unless it's a Russian woman.
Well, no, I'm marrying another Russian woman to get her here.
Oh, polygamy.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we
But we wouldn't that. Have sex, though. She's just going to be my housewife.
Housewife.
Don't be looking at me like that. Don't make me laugh. I must repopulate Russia with my own seed.
Ugh.
Dude, Ukraine and Russia are still, like, I don't know, fucking...
They're still just... Nuke. Same thing with the Middle East. We need a factory reset. Nuke. Oh,
dude. I want to go there and I want to either... And this is where I'm torn. Ukraine's got hot women too.
Mm-hmm.
Really hot women. So either I move to Russia, become a Russian. I go join the Kurds. Or... I go to Ukraine and fight with their army to kill Russians. Or do I join the Russians and kill some Ukrainians and rape?
You know what you should do?
Just be a piece of shit because I'm already killing people.
You should. I thought of my retirement plan. It's, I'm going to get all my money. I'm going to buy a one-way ticket to some island. I'm going to buy a couple jet skis. in a little hut and just get loaded out of a pineapple all day and try and harass rich people into riding my jet skis and then committing insurance fraud when they bump into each other and threatening to kill them if they don't give me $5,000. I love it when, like, you piss off Arabs or whatever and they're like, I will kill you, my friend!
Yeah.
Yeah, when they get really mad at you.
When they get, well, I don't understand them when they get all pissed off. Yeah, well, it's like they do like a weird stutter because they're struggling with English, and then I'm like, what the f. What do I gotta do to shut you up? I don't fucking care. You want an extra 50 cents? Here's 50 cents. Stab them. You're not a Jew. You're not a Jew, I promise. I'm sorry.
Stab them. You just kill all of the quickie
money. I have a wonderful business venture. Would you like to help me with? I say we buy an island out in the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be a fairly large but small. It can't be too big. We have
celebrities come fuck kids on it.
No, actually, we buy Epstein's island.
Okay.
And then we repurpose it. We call it Pedophile Island. Huh?
Yeah, so all the pedophiles come.
Yeah, and then you know what? We lure them in with, like,
little boys.
Photos of, yeah, like, lewd, now all not tasteful too lewd.
Tasteful art.
Yes, tasteful art. So that we get them on the island, but what it is, it's photos of us when we were kids.
Yeah.
So then it's really not child porn, it's photos that we put out of ourselves.
And we have sex with them.
No, we get all the pedophiles on the island, and then we just...
Blood sports.
Yes, blood sports. Rich people can come pay money to
gamble
come out there.
Gamble on which pedophile. Yes, exactly.
We would have gambling, shooting, hunting. Yeah, just, oh god, that would be awesome. A catapult, we tie up a fucking pedo by his wrists and just drop him inside of a fucking half a, you cut a 55 gallon drum in half, make a catapult out of it, fling his body in there.
I want to watch his body just spiral in the air.
Fuck yeah.
Just fucking windmilling, like, pull! Bam! Fuck, I missed!
There goes his leg. All you hear is thud. Oh, well, we gotta go put him down.
No, then you
just let
him
cry.
Eat him.
You just let him cry and crawl away.
We have special food, and it's the people. I want to eat a person.
Why don't we kidnap a shit ton of celebrities and kill them?
No, people care about those.
No, that's exactly the reason to kill them.
No, I want
to... Starting with you, Ryan Reynolds.
I'm okay with that.
He's Canadian.
You just leave Ryan Gosling alone, because he's literally me.
maybe Hugh Jackman, too.
Huge whack man.
Yeah.
He just whacks people off with his
green hands. Oh my god, that'd be a great idea. So we kidnap Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds. We put them in chairs inside of an empty room. Tie them to these chairs.
Naked,
yes. Yeah, and let them banter at each other back and forth. And whoever loses gets a drill. You get a nice drill and you just fucking drill holes in their legs.
No, in their cock.
Okay. That'll work.
No, I think we should just, like, screw their cock to the chair.
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, that'd be horrible.
That's some serious torture.
Like, try and pee and it just sprays everywhere.
Well, you wanted a Prince piercing. Here you go.
No, thank you.
Next topic.
I'm loving watching woke black Twitter. I cannot speak today.
Twitter.
Woke black Twitter. Try and take Wojax over.
Dude, yeah. Those memes were
just
hot.
Fucking dindued him.
Dude, that shit
big
was
big lips, funny. Happy afros. I'm going to speak loudly today in public for no reason.
Yes. What the fuck? What is the one that you shared? It was why you. God damn it! There it is, right there. Why y'all start COVID? Why you single mom? Funniest fucking meme.
Just the Chinese people. Yeah, the fucking. Blacks. Why you start COVID? No way.
Dude, Chinese people are the most fucking racist. You think white people are racist? Chinese.
Mexicans.
Sometimes. Chinese
buddy,
all the time,
my
bro.
My buddy at work, he thinks I'm like, high all the time, so he goes up to me and, like, does the squinty Chinese eye thing. And goes, and he can't fucking speak English for shit. And there's one time, oh my god, I fucking... So, my boss is black, right?
Yes.
And him and my boss were yelling at each other. So this fucking, like, 6'2 Mexican guy. He's tall.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking huge for a Mexican.
Big dude. He's like, shut up, you stupid monkey.
Shit.
Just to my boss, and I looked at my boss and just, I was rolling.
What did he say back?
Oh, he was fucking dying too. he's like country black. He a country black
boy. Dude, my neighbor's like that. My neighbor black. Candy, yeah, she hates other black people.
Good.
She hates other, remember that little black kid that flipped you off?
Yeah, I want to fucking smack that little fucker.
So she, like a couple days after that, he was like throwing garbage in her yard or something. And she went out there, grabbed him by his hand, said, you ever can come around here again? Yeah, I'm going to have you go back and get your cousins. I'm going to have my cousins come on. We're going to beat the shit out of you. Like, damn, Kate, I'm out there smoking a cigarette, getting the mail. Like, I'm going to make the cigarette last a little bit longer. Let's see how this unfolds.
Let me get the tea. I don't know, man. It's just... Whew. Oh, there's this other dude at my job. Oh, super black. Always wears his Confederate flag hat.
What? What?
Skull, yeah, brother. What do I do? Repeal the 13th! Listen, man. It's not about the color. I just want to own someone, okay? It's my right.
But what kind of person?
I would love to own a little, like, islander, like one of those pygmy people.
Yeah, okay.
Make them, like, rub my feet and stuff.
Yeah.
Wear a little leaf fucking dress thing, you know?
Yeah, like the leotard,
like a little skirt thing.
Yeah, what the fuck are those things called?
The leaf skirt? I don't fucking
know. Yeah, whatever. I know what you're talking about.
Some Hawaiian pussy.
I heard them bitches be nasty, though.
Yeah, they...
I heard they be like that.
Nah, man. Not the fat ones, but like the bitch from Lilo and Stitch, the sister.
Yeah. She's
got some coconuts on her titties.
Nani?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nani? Oh. Have you seen...
Oh, boy.
Pateroo. This dumb fucking Christmas tradition.
Oh, yes. No, it's your profile picture.
Yeah, right now. That's me right now. But have you seen the video?
I think I have, actually. I think you shared it. We'll have to share that after we're done recording, because that shit's loud and it's...
Oh. Hentai. I started watching hentai a couple of days ago. It's weird, man. They, like, try and put a story into it, and then they'll just randomly be banging.
Fucking.
Was it you that I was sending furry porn to?
No, thank you for not doing that.
That's all I'm getting in Pornhub now, under suggestion. It's disgusting. Furry porn.
It's disgusting.
Who the fuck was I sending it to?
I don't actually hate furries, but furry porn is...
It's weird.
That's
They're
gross.
They're weird. They're, like, wearing fursuits and banging each other.
Yeah, that's gross.
I don't know.
I want to know what my dick's going into, and I don't want to just put it in another costume hole and be like, whoa, that's a lot of hair around there. Is that an asshole?
Hopefully.
A man's asshole. Mm. And then balls come hanging out, and I'm like, oh no, he doesn't know I'm a dude. Yes, he does, because I got a penis. Oh, wait, I'm a tranny. It's okay.
No, Cyberpunk.
That's a fun game. I don't care what...
Anyone says.
Yes, gay producer
it's
says.
It's fun. Yeah, it doesn't look great, but I'm having fun playing it. I'm a fucking Asian... I'm a petite Asian lady with a big penis.
I made my brother-in-law, and it's fucking hilarious. I'm going around doing shit he wouldn't do.
Just hate crime to people?
Well, no, I'm having sex with everything that I can find on there.
Oh, I'm like, huh? Too much. I just
Brian, you're having sex with other men.
Did you get to the part where you're like... in the hotel and ask you for Angel or Sky?
Yeah, I went with Sky.
Yeah. Our producer, being the gay man that he is, he decided to sleep with a man. You fucking fag.
Yeah, there's dudes out there in the real world that their real names are Angel.
Yeah.
Come on now.
One of my best friends is named Angel.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's this tiny little El Salvadorian dude.
I heard those guys are wild, bro.
Oh, they fucking
drink.
They party. I went to his brother's wedding. I drank almost a bottle of Patron myself.
And you're white, so you were the only white guy there.
Oh, I had bitches, bro.
I was like,
oh, it's fucked up. It was me and one other white guy at the fucking place, but...
Speaking of wild weddings, so. You remember that little 13-year-old that was trying to fuck John?
She was trying so... Aren't they related?
No. Oh, okay. No, those were...
The other side.
Yeah, well, Tyrone's friends of the family.
No, that little fucking...
It's like, girl, you're 13. Fuck off.
Bitch. Fuck off. Like, she was all trying to talk to me and John when we were in line getting food. She's like, yeah, sometimes I lose will to do everything. I'm like... You look like you just had your first period. Please go away.
Yep, no. Honey, we can be friends. Like, I'll be nice to you, but that's it.
TikTok dancing and shit.
Yeah, no, that shit was not okay. And she was giving weird looks and...
John was all liquored up. She could have...
She could have raped him.
Yeah.
She was going to.
Yeah. Yep. Had to step in and intervene, man. That's my number one fuck buddy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm gonna kill you right here, right now, because I thought my wife. I thought my wife had to worry about you.
No, I'm a whore. After divorce, though.
After I get divorced.
Any divorce. I see a divorce. I'm my dick's hard. Watching that.
Paperwork gets signed.
Yeah. Paperwork, all the stamping. I just start jacking off. That's why I'm on the sex offenders list. Is because they caught me breaking into the courts and jacking off in the ceiling during divorce hearings.
I'm going to pull a Dave Chappelle fucking joke on you if you don't stop talking about how you're a pedophile. I know you're not.
No, I'm on the sex offenders list because I was breaking into courts.
Masturbating in front of everybody.
Yeah, that's not pedophilia. That's just sex. I wasn't in front of them. I was up in the ceiling, man.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't kids. Do you think... Do kids go to divorce hearings? Oh my god,
come on, man. Do kids go to divorce hearings? Yes, I went to a divorce hearing.
Huh.
Huh.
That's gay.
Yeah, it was pretty gay. Mm-mm-mm. I'm excited for a gay producer to open his gift because I'm going to smack it out of his hands and watch it shatter.
What is it?
His gift?
Yeah.
What did
Yeah. I'm retarded.
A little.
I don't know, man. I woke up like...
I'm going to smack it right out of his hands and laugh.
Dumb bitch.
You almost... Gay. You almost had it.
Oh, you almost had it. Ugh. Dude, I fucking did not sleep well.
I don't ever sleep well.
I woke up and had to pee. I went to pee, tried to lay back down.
Mm-mm.
That one...
Bye.
I felt horrible. I slammed a bunch of Pepto and then went back to bed, but I've been taking way too much Pepto, man. My poops are looking weird.
I bet. They're probably starting to turn pink.
No, they're turning like a dark, blacky green.
And yeah.
I read on the back, like, once it starts doing that, you need to stop taking it, but my stomach always hurts, so... I'll just burn a hole in it, I guess. I don't care.
Well, it neutralizes your stomach acid, so...
Yeah, that shit's gay.
You know what else is gay?
Eggnog.
Yeah, actually, yes it is.
It looks like you're just drinking a cup of cum.
For real. Eggnog is fucking disgusting.
I've never had it.
Oh,
it's like mayonnaise and egg. And
it's not mayonnaise. No. It's egg and like heavy whipping cream and I think milk.
That doesn't sound like it's going to sit
well. It's like egg
well
whites, I think. I think it's that's the egg whites.
That won't settle in your stomach.
No, no, it's fucking disgusting.
I've never tried
even
it,
with
so
whiskey
I
is
won't,
bad.
I won't. Oh, whiskey and milk?
Yeah, you do like Fireball. I don't. Yeah, you don't do Jameson. You
no,
do.
Fuck that. Also sponsor board. Us. I'm gonna yeah. go hate crime your fucking office.
Yep, we will. We will too, Jameson.
Yeah, I got a problem, and you need to fuck fix it.
Yeah, you need to resolve this issue there, Jameson. You need to reach out to the West Bank Boys, and we need your
I
sponsorship.
Shave my head.
No.
Yeah, I want to be bald, tattoo a big swastika on my forehead.
Why? If you do that, that means I have to get a giant dick tattooed on the back of my neck. Extra veiny.
Nice veiny quack.
Yeah.
Would you like to? You know what you gotta ask your wife?
What's that?
When you're laying in bed one day. Would you like to suck penis? No. Would you like to suck wiener? Super British accent.
Yeah, see, she would love it. Yeah, you know what I actually should do? Because I should ask if her sister gives good head. I will be sleeping on the couch forever.
Try it. No balls.
Okay. I will.
Also, record fuck it. Mr. Brick. I'm going to dig that trench.
I want to be there when you do it. I have faith in you. You will dig that fucking trench.
Dude, 20 feet long, that ain't bad. 6 feet deep, 5 feet wide. I used to do that. That's the issue. It was never. How many feet deep? It was depending on how deep we needed shit to go. Like,
what we were. Yeah, but you're also going to throw sandbags up there. So, realistically, you only got to go, like, three feet deep.
And then 3 feet of the dirt up there.
Mm-hmm.
So, fuck you. I'm doing it.
Yeah, 3 feet deep ain't very far, but 20 feet, that's going to be...
The problem is the ground is frozen now.
Yeah. You go out there with a pick, though, and you can bust it up.
I kind of just want to rent an excavator out of spite.
Yeah, but then you get $20, and then...
About, like, $200.
Yeah, that makes... No, that's
dumb. But then I'd be better than everyone.
I mean, you would have proved him wrong.
Yeah, he never specified how I had to dig it.
It's true. This is true.
Yeah, so, fuck you.
Or, you know what you could do? Just get a plow.
Yeah.
Like an old-fashioned horse-pulled plow. Why? Trevor said... Oh, God. Hold up. I'm going to put this shit on speakerphone real quick. Hello, we are in the middle of recording, Mr. Gay Producer. Say hello to the fans.
I'm sorry. I did not realize you were recording right now. My bad. I just want to let you know passes the function test.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Glad to hear that. So, Gate Producer got himself a fancy new pistol, slide, and barrel. So, he was doing a functions test on it. We'll share pictures on the page at some point. But thank you for stopping in, Gate Producer. We'll talk to you here in a little while, okay?
Let's talk shit about it now.
Goodbye.
Mike.
God, who dares call?
God damn it.
You knew we were recording, you fucker!
Yeah, when you listen to this later, or Tyrone listens to it, I hope Tyrone bitches you up a storm, because you knew.
Sleep on the couch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On your back, because if you sleep on your side, you'll probably not feel good.
What are we sitting at for time?
We are just past 38 minutes.
38 minutes, okay.
Two more minutes of just bullshit, and then we can give ourselves an extra.
No. Fuck you, listeners. Pay me. No, I guess we can keep going. I suppose.
Yeah.
I don't know. I should fucking eat something today. This is all our producer's fault. He threw us off the rails. Yes, God, I'm going to just steal his foreskin.
Yeah. Mom, where's my fucking foreskin?
God, it's... I'm less of a man.
I asked my mom. I was like, was it you or was it my dad that decided to cut me? She's like, your dad didn't want you cut. I did.
Beef.
Yeah, I guess some serious... fucking find a
bottle and just bash that up on that fucking bitch's face.
I want to beat my mom up for that.
I don't know, man. I came home drunk as fuck and asked my mom a couple times. And she told me that I need to move out.
You need to move out. Where's my fucking foreskin?
You're drunk. I'll move out
when my foreskin is returned to me, bitch.
Like, she kept all the teeth I had pulled, so maybe she kept the foreskin.
I asked my mom if she still hasn't. She's like, gross, no.
What do they do with it? Feed it to a rabbi?
Probably.
I remember I was in fourth grade Bible studies, right?
Oh.
And this fucking weird bitch had us read the entire section about the rules of circumcision from the Bible. And she was like, oop, that was the wrong passage. Didn't mean to do that. After we got done reading it, like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Are you, like, jerking it under the table?
Probably.
To us reading about cutting the skin off of little boys and eating it.
That wouldn't surprise me.
I don't know, man. Yeah. It's...
I hate religion. Organized religion.
Kid, I'm going to fucking stab you in the jugular.
Trying to tell my sister-in-law not to do that.
Does she want to?
I think so. I don't know. She doesn't know yet, so I'm trying to tell her no.
I'll fucking stab her.
You hear that?
Yeah, I'll fucking stab you.
Woman.
You hurt a little boy's pee-pee.
Yeah, you could be cutting off inches off his dick.
Literally.
His dick literally, yeah, for real.
They do not grow as much.
It's the biggest issue. But with that, return your children's foreskin, women. You have no say what happens to a man's body.
Yeah, we don't cut your clitoris off.
Yeah, we could do like they do in Africa. Cut your fucking clit.
I am going to steal your clitoris. Okay.
You guys have a merry fucking Christmas, and happy, we will catch you guys.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Yes, Kwanzaa, and fuck the Jews. Mm-hmm. Fuck your Hanukkah.
Honkaka.
Yep.
It's a clown world.
And fuck Jonah Rosnowski.
Yes.
Merry Christmas, ladies.